the manufacturing of iron. The furnaces built by the masters from Brescia, starting from the 14th century, able to reach the necessary melting point temperatures thanks to a constant and strong air jet, represented a crucial factor going from the direct method, according to the definition that the researchers would have given later on, to the indirect method, with which iron wasn't derived, but one of its alloys, cast iron, that, due to its fragility, couldn't be manufactured at the mallet. Carbon present in it, between 2 and 4.5%, could though be eliminated, so that the cast iron would turn into malleable iron. This happened thanks to a further fusion, practiced in designated smithies, which required a temperature between 1,100 and 1,300 degrees. The statement Bresciani furnaces was one thing with the mastery of the process of cast iron finishing. The process of reduction, which allows to extract iron from the minerals that contain it, subtracting oxygen from them, has taken place for millenniums without reaching fusion, which requires a temperature of about 1,500 degrees. In the lower fires, it was impossible to pass 1,000 degrees, and what it was obtained was then a billet, a mass that reminded of a sponge from the outside, and from which, only after further heating up and hammer pounds, the metal required could be obtained. The indirect method, which may appear more industrious, requiring the further finishing of the cast iron, presented different advantages: more quantity and quality of the iron obtained, better exploitation of the mineral with the production of dross containing an inferior percentage of iron, and the possibility to save charcoal. This method applied also, according to different criteria, in the 16th century Belgium and later in the Baltic and Atlantic Europe, progressively imposes itself, responding to economical and manufacturing needs as the one of the Italian princes of the 16th century, or technical ones imposed by the particular features of the available minerals in the different areas. Although the direct method did then disappear, and it continued to be used in some cases, be practiced alternatively with the indirect one, or it even maintained a supremacy over it. This happened in different European regions, such as the Basque regions, or some Italian ones, Liguria for example, where it was applied all the way to the 19th century.